European Union's joining France in criticising Australia's new nuclear submarine deal with the US and the UK, with the European Commission President saying the sudden scrapping of the $90 billion contract with France is unacceptable behaviour. And another senior official is warning it'll affect Australia's efforts to secure a free trade deal with the EU because trust has been lost. Europe correspondent Nick Doll reports.
Since last week's announcement, France has had plenty of fighting words, but now the President of the European Commission has gone on CNN to tell the world what her powerful trading bloc thinks of Australia's decision. Ursula von der Leyen is speaking to journalist Christiane Amanpour.
Do you see relations going, you know, in a negative direction in that region with Australia?
Well, there are a lot of open questions that have to be answered. One of our member states has been treated in a way that is not acceptable. So we want to know what happened and why. And therefore, you first of all clarify that before you keep on going with business as usual.
Until last week, Australia had been officially planning to spend $90 billion on French submarines. But secretly, the government was in talks with the US and UK to form a new military alliance and get access to nuclear submarine technology. Australia broke the news to France just before publicly announcing that the deal was off. France said it was a stab in the back. But overnight, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has defended the move.
It's not exclusionary, it's not divisive, and it really doesn't have to be that way. This is just a way of the UK, the US and Australia sharing certain technologies because that is the sensible thing to do in the world in which we find ourselves.
In Parliament, UK Defence Secretary Ben Wallace also went into bat for Australia.
There was no sneakiness behind the back. It was fundamentally Australia's right to choose a different capability, and it did.
But those choices will have consequences. Australia is trying to negotiate a free trade deal with the European Union. One of the potential benefits would see Australian farmers getting export access to the enormous European market. Talks were always going to be tough, but they've just got tougher.
The mood of compromise, specifically on the agriculture side, I guess specifically in France, is quite limited.
That's Bernd Langer, the head of the EU's Trade Committee.
At the moment, a lot of trust is gone. I guess a quick conclusion of the agreement is not possible.
Mr. Langer says while France has been the most vocal critic, the submarine project was first and foremost a European one, and many companies and countries stood to benefit, including his own nation, Germany.
It's totally clear that they are totally upset about the situation. Now, everything is gone, and therefore, I guess it will be much more complicated to conclude.
Talks are due to resume next month. The EU's foreign ministers are meeting today to discuss the perceived pros and cons of doing business with Australia. This is Nick Doll in London reporting for AM.